Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gresham Mayor Shane Bemis is our guest this morning. He's a mayor that was way ahead of the curve when it comes to the coronavirus.
Mayor, tell us what you did for the residents of Gresham.
Yeah, well, we got real busy really quick. So when we knew that the order was coming down, I guess probably Monday night the 16th, we knew the order was coming down for restaurants. And we've worked really hard at, creating a lot of vibrancy in a couple areas of the city with restaurants. And most of them are, small single owners or small family businesses or whatever. So we knew that they were going to be in great peril. If you looked Monday night at that Monday night, if you were in downtown Gresham at, 8 o'clock at night, every restaurant owner had their staff gathered and getting ready to dismiss them all. And there wasn't a customer to be seen anywhere. So we got busy really quick. We opened up a $400,000 grant to restaurants and bars so that we could get that out the door as quick as possible. So we had, we basically said, if you have, based on your employees, you start at $1,000 per employee up to $10,000 grant. So a lot of, I'm not sure what the average is, but just kind of, looking at them, it seems like the average is probably somewhere around $7,000-$8,000 grant that these individual businesses got. So not only did we start that program last week, but we actually funded it and got checks out the door last Friday to the restaurant industry. So I got to make a few of those calls to the business owners, and stunning, just people's reaction. Most are very emotional about it. Not only, of course, is it a tough time with, the health and everything else, the anxiety around, the fear of the virus, but then you have, economic anxiety too from a lot of these folks. So we wanted to do what we could to get this out the door as quick as possible. After that, we started on the next round, which are small businesses that have not been, that were not restaurant or bar related. We opened that up today, and that's about $400,000 that will go out to small businesses in Gresham as well. They just have to fill out an application. We tried to make it very simple. Some of the bureaucracy can be challenging at times. We wanted to eliminate most of that and just get grants to people as quick as we could, because we know the entrepreneurs know best what to do with it.
Mayor Bemis, we applaud your efforts, man. And people always make fun of the government, how slow it moves. I'm seeing that you're getting back to people with approval within 7 to 10 days. That's an incredible feat in and of itself. But tell us what the business owners have to do. What's the criteria for them to qualify?
Yeah, for them, they just have to be a business in Gresham. They have to have a valid business license. One of the things that we did with this second round, too, is we made independent contractors available for the grant, meaning if you were a hairstylist, if you were a massage therapist, a nail technician, an independent contractor in somewhere else, and you had a Gresham business license, you also qualify for it, because we know a lot of those folks are hurting, too. One of the other things we did very early on is we put a moratorium on commercial tenant evictions. So therefore, if in the city of Gresham, a small business owner gets locked out of their place because they can't open for business and they can't make the rent, you cannot evict them during this emergency. If you do, you will not receive a business license for another business in that space for over a year. We're hoping that most of the business owner or most of the landlords that we've talked to are understand the situation we're in and are working with their tenants, but we want to make sure that was in place too, so that we didn't have, people's businesses being evicted when they can't even get in to get it open. So all in all, it's been it's a great program. I think a lot of small businesses are taking advantage of it, and hopefully we want to make sure that our vibrancy and our, you know, economy gets with us to the other side when we beat this nasty virus.
Well, I got to tell you, man, it's nothing but brilliance. We're talking to Gresham Mayor Shane Bemis. Shane, are you sharing these ideas with other mayors? Because, you know, all kidding aside, not all leaders are as smart and as ahead of the curve as you are.
Well, we've got a lot of great people at the city of Gresham. You know, our team has been with the business community, building up our vibrancy and our entrepreneurs for the last 10 years. They've worked very hard. And so when they saw, you know, what peril these small businesses were in, they weren't just, you know, people on a piece of paper. They were people that they knew. It was Bob and Judy. And, you know, I mean, and so those people went to work because they understood how expeditious we had to be. I serve as the chair of the Metropolitan Mayors Consortium, which is the 25 mayors in the Portland region. And we have been on a couple calls. In fact, one of them was, you know, to urge the governor for a stay at home order, which the region's mayors came together darn near unanimously to ask the governor for that last weekend. We also, you know, talk with mayors from across the country and the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And there's, you know, I learned stuff from other communities as well. And we just, you know, continue to try and do the best we can for our residents. One thing we try and do every day is I send out a video every day to our residents on our Facebook page, just kind of updating them on what's going on and trying to keep people up and, you know, keep people home and keep their mental health good and try and point them to as many resources as we can, both, you know, for their family and their kids, but, you know, also their small businesses. And, you know, it's obviously a really, you know, strange time. The best thing I can do for my community is to communicate with them every day so they know as much as I know and we're all in it together. And that's really what mayors do.
Well, I got to tell you, man, you are contagious in the best of ways.
Yes, you are.
You really are, man. You got us pumped up. You got us excited. Is there anything we can do as people in the media to help you guys? And I'm asking you this as speaking on behalf of all of the mayors in our great state.
Sure.
What can we do to help you guys?
I think you guys, you know, I think you're doing a great job. I think the severity of the situation needs to be known and amplified. And I think, you know, some folks in the media were slow to get to that point. But the reality is most are there now. And I think that's great. And telling the good stories about what's happening is so important because people are, you know, they're exasperated. They're at home with, you know, spouses, you know, 24/7 that they're not used to being with, you know, kids 24/7 that they're not used to being with. There's no sports on television. There's, you know, there's nothing going on. And it's a stressful time. You couple people's economic challenges with that, and it gets really, really stressful. So those good stories that come up on Facebook or whatever, there's so many good stories in every community in this country of people doing great things for fellow humanity. And that's what it's about. And that's what we're about in Gresham. And we're going to make sure that we all get through it together and better on the other side of it.
Knowing Shane as long as I have known him, I also know that Shane would concur on this. Plus, mix it with a little bit of Ozzy, right?
Ozzy works, whatever, right? Right now I'm into Chris Christopherson and Neil Diamond. I'm going for the singer-songwriters.
Something a little more calming during these times?
A little bit more calming, guys, yeah.
I tell you what, Mayor Bemis, to show you that we're in it and we are supporting your efforts, Terry and I are going to take a page out of France and Italy's playbook, and we're going to come down and get on a balcony near your office and just sing to you.
I love it. Make sure it's... Yeah, maybe do a little Sweet Caroline or something. We want to go with something that, you know,
could be a little muffled due to the masks.
right.
Mayor Bemis, thank you so much for your time, man. Keep up the good work, man. You really are inspiring.
Right,
thank you.
So much. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.